With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A semi-truck struck the Line 5 pipeline, causing a natural gas liquids leak Tuesday morning. According to the Iron County Sheriff's Office, a parked, unoccupied semi-truck rolled into an open excavation site around 10 a.m. Tuesday. The site is associated with a Line 5 valve project near Sitten Road in the town of Saxon. The Iron County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post the truck struck the pipeline, resulting in the release of natural gas liquids. No injuries have been reported. The Sheriff's Office said as a precaution, nearby homes have been evacuated, and Bridge said it was just one home. The affected section of pipeline has been isolated, and local emergency responders and hazmat teams were on site. The site of the incident was on Sitten Road, north of Highway 2 in the town of Saxon. Sitten Road was closed to allow emergency crews to safely respond. A temporary no-fly zone was also established in the area. Due to safety concerns, power in the affected area was also shut down. The public was asked to avoid the area and follow instructions from emergency personnel. The Iron County Sheriff's Office says additional information will be provided as it becomes available. Enbridge confirmed information about the spill with WXPR. The Oneida County Fair was barely over before organizers already had next year on their minds. One of their major goals of 2027 is a new big top tent. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
This year's Oneida County Fair was a success by several marks for Fair President Carrie Bladorn.
I feel like we've been putting on a better and better fair every year for the last several years. But this year with the new carnival, they were very professional and the bars met together, you know, and everybody saw that. People that came to the fair really appreciated all aspects of it. And we had tons of great feedback about the live music, family entertainment, the carnival, the rides, you know, everything going on, and it all worked really well together. So very happy with it.
The fair is run by an all-volunteer board. The only cost for visitors are the carnival rides and purchases from the vendors. Parking, admission, live music, and entertainment are all free. A lot of that entertainment happens under the big top.
It's where all of our live music is had. It's where people come to gather and be entertained for the weekend. And our big top tent has seen better days. It's really outlived its lifespan.
Right now, the Oneida County Fair is working to raise $18,000 before the next fair to purchase a new big top tent.
Since we don't have permanent infrastructure here at Pioneer Park and we just turn this park into our fairgrounds every year, it's really important to have those big top tents and those other structures that make Pioneer Park a fairgrounds. And the big top tent is so important in that dynamic.
An online donation has been set up on the Oneida County Fair website. You can find the link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A fire in Minocqua destroyed a business. The Little Rice Fire Department was among many departments that responded and confirmed on Facebook Sherry's Pub and Grub was the location of the fire. They said multiple fire and EMS crews responded. They said the mutual aid box alarm system was activated to the second level. The fire shut down traffic on Highway 70 for a time this morning as the firefighting effort was underway. In announcing the road closure, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation said the incident began at 2:10 a.m. and was cleared at 6:30. In May, a TikTok user uploaded a 20-second video blasting Green Bay's rent prices, claiming they couldn't find anything under $4,000. He went on to post more than 100 more, bemoaning skyrocketing prices for gas, housing, and even dinner at Culver's. The problem, many of the videos seem to be pure fiction. It's not just happening in Green Bay. Social media videos started popping up earlier this year, with users complaining about the cost of living in other cities in Wisconsin and other battleground states. The people posting the videos make claims that run the gamut, some factual, some misleading, and some totally false. Wisconsin Watch and Sunlight Research Desk looked into the trend, but could not determine who, if anyone, was paying the creators to make the videos. If the videos were paid for, creators are not disclosing that paid relationship, which could be in violation of federal prohibitions on deceptive advertising, one political advertising expert said. Republicans and Democrats are increasingly paying for user-generated content, raising questions about the future of election campaigning in the digital age. A Wisconsin prosecutor says he will not file election bribery charges against billionaire Elon Musk, even though the state's bipartisan elections commission said he likely broke state law. The special prosecutor said Tuesday he did not think he could convince a jury that Musk's social media posts promising to pay $1 million to voters in the 2025 Supreme Court election constituted bribery. The candidate Musk and Republicans backed lost to democratically supported Susan Crawford by 10 percentage points. Crawford's victory preserved the liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Michigan Democrats are again pushing a package of bills to help families manage the pressure of a difficult economy, Mark Richardson reports.
Lawmakers say Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed earlier versions of the measures on a technicality after House Republicans fought the proposals in court for nearly 2 years. Representative Brenda Carter has reintroduced a previously approved bill that revises the types of properties exempt from bankruptcy.
Instead of being a punitive bill, my bankruptcy bill would hopefully open the door to give more opportunities to people who are struggling financially.
Carter says the change is meant to give people overwhelmed by debt more breathing room as they try to recover from financial setbacks. She argues that housing costs and everyday expenses are weighing heavily on many households. Republicans argue that the Democratic Economic and Relief Package relies too heavily on expanding state programs and adding administrative costs. I'm Mark Richardson.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.